From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. More than 600 African migrants at sea for 9 days after Italy and Malta refused permission to allow their vessel to dock, arrived Sunday at the Spanish port city of Valencia. Carlene Clager is with the French charity Doctors Without Borders.
We're not asking for a big change in politics. That's not our role. What we're asking for is that we treat fellow human beings with dignity and respect. If I look, and I'm very upset by this, that 12 dead bodies were left at the sea last week because they're just migrants, because they're potential asylum seekers, I would question if that would have been a cruise ship which sunk, if people would have been rescued from a sinking cruise ship, I'm pretty sure they would not have left these bodies to float in the Mediterranean.
The migrants were picked up off the Libyan coastline after Italy and Malta refused them entry. Spain's new socialist government agreed to take them in for 45 days. Sophie Bowes, co-founder of the charity SOS Mediterranee.
Our mission is to save lives first. So as long as there will be people risking their lives at sea, SOS Mediterranee will pursue its mission in the international waters at the doorstep of Europe to search, to rescue, to protect, and to testify.
The illegal migration issue has become a divisive matter across Europe. German and French leaders are to discuss it Tuesday in Berlin ahead of a broader EU summit later this month. 8 Kenyan policemen were killed Sunday when their vehicle hit a landmine in Wajir County in the northeast. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but suspicion has fallen on the Somali-based Al-Shabaab insurgency, which has carried out a long series of deadly attacks since Kenya intervened in the Somali conflict in 2011. This is